Some days are better than others. Hello, I'm Eugene Simpson, your author host of the A&J PEI Treasures blog post / podcast, coming to you from the beautiful island province of Prince Edward Island, Canada. Today I'm going to talk about attempting to start a new career after age 50. Yes, I was over 50 when I started as an author, blogger, podcaster, social media person for A&J PEI Treasures. If you want to find out more about what goes on in this, my crazy new world, stay tuned. So yes, I'm over 50 and have just started podcasting. I'm the creator, photographer, host, blogger, author, and overall media person for A&J PEI Treasures. My husband does most of the renovations and woodcraft work and proofreading. As I said in other podcasts and blogs, this started with my desire to be an author. It seemed to have exploded into a lot more. There have been challenges, but no one talks about the funny things that happen because you're over 50 and doing all this technical stuff, like the messed up links that you can't fix and have to contact the service personnel of the particular agency. I'm sure I've had some of them pulling out their hair. They are one of the unsung heroes of the web's universe, and I thank them for their tireless work. They have had to take time to correct mistakes I made when they don't have the function available to the actual creator. Though thinking about that, it might actually be a wise idea given some of my gaffes. Here's a handy tip for those newer to blogging, podcasting, ebook creating, and any other multimedia work. If you have a link, make sure that is a correct link. Now, this may sound like a no-brainer, but humor me for a little because it's not as simple as it sounds. Even better, have a list of your links handy because you're going to use them a lot. Let me give you the most recent error example so you can see how easy it is to make this one. At least if you're over 50, it is. I can't really speak for the younger group. I've had to write to the nice people at Anchor FM to ask them to change my Apple link. You see, it came to me with a language-specific link. When I looked it up, I forgot that this should have been removed from the link. I should have double-checked before copying, but didn't. My podcasts are in English. I'm unilingual English, but apparently it is offered on a variety of different language stations. Sorry, I never had the talent for languages, as some people have. So I had to ask them to take off the last bit as it wasn't necessary or useful. That is just one of many examples of silly mistakes that I made. And if this helps to avoid one, I'm sure that people at the various places you use will be most grateful, and I've done my good deed for the day. The nice people at Draft to Digital have had their share of issues to deal with that I created. I don't do this maliciously. I just wasn't born to computers. They came about when I was in college. So I'm a little slower on getting it than the kids born using them. So I'd like to dedicate this blog post podcast to the lovely, helpful service people who work for the various sites that I use. They are lifesavers and seldom seem cranky about the latest escapade of that old lady trying to get books out or podcasts or what have you. You see, I do it all from the beginning to the end. I don't have and can't afford to have staff. I thank you, unsung heroes of the online universe. I really do appreciate your hard work in correcting my galactic atrocities committed to links, etc. I'd be lost without your dedication and expertise. Then there are the emails for help with things that don't need help, like I just realized that since I'm distributed by Anchor, I don't need a code for my Apple podcast, though it does allow me to claim it. Sorry, nice service people at Apple, as I had some confused emails going out to you. Thanks so much for your explanations. I'm pleased to say I'm not your average customer, I hope. I think one thing that the younger people out there need to realize is that they're going to make mistakes too. I just make more spectacular ones and making them especially silly ones. I'm sure for a while I was all the talk around the proverbial internet water cooler for service technical support, as I have done some pretty silly things. However, they have always been very kind and helpful. You have to be realistically unrealistic and understand that this is a learning process. Anytime you start something new, it is a learning process and there will be a learning curve. If you don't make any mistakes, then you aren't trying something new. It is not the end of the world to make a mistake, though you will feel foolish for making the mistake. When you do make a mistake, be honest about it. Let someone know and correct the mistake. Try to avoid making them. At the same time, remember that everyone makes mistakes. This also means that when someone makes a mistake on your site or with your items, you have to have some patience. Some things I think you'll want to avoid, though, are things that are scams or bots or that kind of thing being allowed on your sites. It's not easy being the 50-something running an internet-based multimedia show and being a one-woman show. It's a learning curve every day. At the same time, it allows me to use my writing, my camera, and my interests while keeping me on a path of lifelong learning. It allows me to stay busy and hopefully add something interesting to the world at large. As Graham Davies said, we moved on through tape recorders to video through to multimedia computers. I add that we've moved through to a stage where we can communicate on such a wide variety of forums and through such a wide variety of media that is literally staggering. They make it possible for us to open a whole new world, not only to ourselves, but others from the comfort of our own homes. We are essentially able to be all together, yet apart. It remains to be seen what effect this will have in the longer term on human beings. It depends if we are determined that we will make ourselves better and if we want to move forward as better, unified people. I hope that we will. How about you? Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog posts and for your interest in ANJPEI Treasury. Thank you.